reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Old Testament reading for today is found in your Bibles in the book of Genesis. It's on page 13, and we read Genesis 15, beginning at verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, and your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson is from Hebrews chapter 11. It's found on page 1291. And we read Hebrews 11 beginning at verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1114, and we read Luke 12, verses 22 through 34. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based both on your Old Testament reading for today and your epistle lesson. But to begin back in the Old Testament reading, God came to Abram and made great promises to him. "Fear not, Abraham, I am your shield, your reward shall be very great." But Abram said, "O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. This is our text. A long time ago, not necessarily in a galaxy far, far away, I was moving in and meeting my college roommate, fresh out of high school. And as we were getting acquainted, I was looking around at his stuff, he was looking at my stuff. And on a radio he had brought along with himself, there was a picture of him with his car and this cute little blonde girl in a drill team outfit. And I looked at the picture and I said, "Who's the girl?" And he said, "That's my sister." And I said, "I could marry her." Now, it took 6 years. And I had met several individuals in between, but they never quite measured up. And so 6 years later, we got married. I didn't settle for something less. When Abram first left Ur of the Chaldees, God had made great and wonderful promises to him. But already by our lesson for today, Abram's getting tired of waiting. He remains childless. And if you will, God has to come and revisit Abram to give assurances that he is going to be faithful to those promises he had made a long time ago. At times, Abram was ready, if you will, to settle. He thought maybe with Sarah's handmaiden that he could bring about his own fulfillment of God's promise. Ishmael was born, but Abram had to send him away. That didn't work out very well. Then he thought maybe this Eliezer of Damascus he could adopt. They actually did that kind of thing back in those days even. If you were childless, you could adopt somebody, even though they were older in years, and make that person your heir, your son, if you will. But God said, "No, don't settle. Wait, I will be faithful to my promise." Abraham does continue to wait. He waits till he's about 100 years old and Sarah's 98. And it's at that point in time where it looks like God is not going to be faithful that God visits Abram again. And they are blessed with a child, Isaac. Through that child and through Jacob and through the sons that would follow, through David and ultimately through Christ, the Redeemer of the world would come. A person through whom all the nations of the earth are blessed. Now, God is always faithful to his promises, but wouldn't it have been sad if Abram would have broken his covenant with God? "Lord, you're just taking too long, so I'm going to do it my way." If you will, he settled for something less and would miss out Not because God is unfaithful, but because he could not wait for God. We talk about faith a lot, but what is faith? It's not about the here and now and the immediate. We find the definition of what faith is in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is about waiting. It's about patience, trusting that God is faithful to his promises, but also realizing that it's not always something immediate that's going to come to us. But unfortunately, in our world today, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Here, now, immediate, gotta have it. I love one of the puppet plays my wife has, where she has this little rabbit. It goes, "I can't wait to have patience. Patience is a wonderful thing. Hurry up, give it to me now. I can't wait to have patience." I think nowhere else in our culture do we see this lack of patience, this willingness, if you will, to settle, than in the estate of marriage. When I first entered into the ministry, there was an expectation that when people came into your office and said, "We want to get married," that they hadn't already started acting like married people. Today, it's exactly the opposite. I sort of presume people are living together already. This despite the fact that 30 years ago, and today, the facts keep on showing that if you do that, your chances of staying married are reduced by about half. A lot of researchers just can't figure out why that is true. And it was true 30 years ago, and it's still true today. But I think Scripture helps us understand why that is such a huge mistake. Although everybody argues, "Oh, this getting to know one another—that's the way to make for a good marriage and not make a mistake." The essence of marriage is commitment. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. Who's going to live up to that kind of commitment? Somebody who's in a hurry or somebody who knows how to wait? Well, the other thing that serves as a great predictor of whether or not you're going to stay married, going to church every week. Things that God says are the means of his blessing. Being in the Word. But people are in a hurry these days, and it's not just in the state of marriage. That's just one example. We want it now. An industry makes all kinds of money about our desire to hurry. If you want to lose weight, how do you do it? You buy a pill advertised on TV, and that will accomplish it. So they say. But it's not that easy. It takes work, it takes effort, it takes patience and waiting. We are in such a hurry up and have to have it now society. And that's not what faith ultimately is about. Abram had to wait 100 years for God to be faithful to that promise to give him a child. But throughout that time, Abram also learned something about God. Though his promises may be delayed, they are always fulfilled. That while you can't count on the world, you can always count on God. And it's because he learned that lesson of faith that later on when God comes to him and this child that he had been waiting for so long, God says, take him up on a mountain and sacrifice him to me. Amazingly, Abraham does that. And he is literally ready to plunge the knife into his own son's chest before God grabs hold of him and provides another sacrifice. And it's interesting the name that Abram gives to that mountain where he was about to sacrifice his own son. He calls it, "The Lord will provide." God will provide. And we know that most profoundly through our Lord Jesus Christ. When we see what God is willing to do to accomplish our redemption, he is that sacrifice which was provided in place of our own lives. And would God make such a sacrifice to guarantee unto us is something not incredibly valuable? The life that God calls us to, the life of faith, is a life of hope. Not necessarily in glory here or riches here, but it is life. And it's a life full of treasures. We get a little foretaste of them here on this earth, but the ultimate fulfillment awaits till the hereafter. And it is for then that we live for. Yes, God will help us along the way. Yes, God will provide for us along the way. But ultimately, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, the willingness to wait, to be patient, and to not settle for something less than the glories that God has offered to us through Jesus Christ. Yeah, we can settle for less. But why would we? When we know that God guarantees to us those wonderful things he has promised to all who have faith and trust in him. May God grant that we not be a people who settle for less, but that we keep on trusting in God. Like Abram, like all the people of faith that have been noted throughout the history of Scripture. And we will find that just as God was faithful to them, he will be faithful to us as well. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.